The Marksman. A preface. In October 2002, I was following the news out of Washington, D.C., like everyone else. A string of random shootings over 3 weeks, victims picked off while pumping gas or standing outside stores. No pattern anyone could see. When John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo were finally arrested later that month, investigators found a Bushmaster rifle hidden in the trunk of a blue Chevy Caprice with a firing port drilled above the license plate. The car had been modified so one of them could lie flat in the back and shoot while the other drove. Law enforcement had been chasing tips about a white van. The Caprice had been stopped multiple times near shooting scenes, run through databases, and waved on. It was registered. The plates were clean. Nobody looked inside. What stayed with me after the arrests wasn't the body count or the mechanics of the setup. It was a single question. What if it wasn't random? What if the shooter lying in that trunk knew exactly who he was aiming at, and the randomness was just the surface we saw from outside? What if every person in his scope had been chosen, and the chaos was cover for something much more deliberate? I started writing this book a couple of months later, but that question was always underneath it. The story follows Caleb, a long-range marksman raised inside a closed criminal clan in a rural valley. He spent 12 years doing what he was trained to do: see through glass, hold his breath, and pull the trigger when told. His world is the gunroom, the ridge, and the people who decide where his rifle points. This is not a retelling of the Beltway attacks. There is no Caprice, no highway spree, no national manhunt. Caleb's work happens on back roads and hilltops, inside a much smaller and quieter operation. But the seed of the story came directly from watching those news reports in 2002 and trying to imagine what it would feel like to be the person behind the rifle, to be aimed like a tool by someone else. The valley and the clan are built from fragments: rural militias, family crime outfits, isolated communities that write their own rules and enforce them without asking permission. Luna, Deke, Marshall are composites drawn from people who could look at a frightened kid and see labor, loyalty, or leverage before they saw a person. If you need to know what you're walking into, the story contains violence against civilians, coercion, and controlled cruelty. It's fiction here. For someone right now, somewhere in our world, it isn't. Stay safe.